been here now for Rosh Hashanah, and I feel like this Erev Rosh Hashanah is different from other Erev Rosh Hashanahs. I think oftentimes our feelings, Erev Rosh Hashanah, we feel like, you know, things are good, things are smooth, and we have to inspire ourselves to be inspired for tefillah, to be inspired for the Yom HaDin, to tell ourselves, you know, there's a Yom HaDin, things are getting reevaluated, we need bracha, we need hatava, and it's kind of a avodah to inspire ourselves. I don't think any of us have that this year. I think we all, you know, we can open up a newspaper and see that things are not so great. We are in Eish Tzara, and we have hostages who are still in the hands of Reitzchem. We have young fathers who are away from their families fighting. We have young kids who are away from their families fighting. We have all of Klal Yisrael who's threatened by enemies from all sides who want to, you know, really just kill men, women, and children from Klal Yisrael. I don't think any of us need really inspiration to feel that we really have to be mechazik and give it our all in our tefillos in the Yom HaDin. But Chazal say that there's arba dvarim that are tzrichim chizik, that four things that naturally require chizik, right? One of those things is tefillah. Tefillah is something that naturally requires chizik, so maybe we'll see if we can try to add a little bit of chizik. Chazal say, the Medrash, darshan from the pasuk of tiku b'chaydesh shayfer, darshan from the word b'chaydesh and the word b'shayfer, right? That there's two types of avayda that we do in this season, the Yemei HaDin. There's Chaydesh, which is Chidshu Maseichem, and the Shefer, which is Shifru Maseichem. Chidshu Maseichem is kind of self-explanatory, right? We have to do new acts. We have to change our acts. We weren't doing good until now. We have to start doing good. You know, we weren't keeping kosher. We have to start keeping kosher. We weren't putting on tefillah. We have to start putting on tefillah. We have to Chidshu Maseichem. We have to do new things. Things that we weren't doing correctly till now. Now is the time to start doing them correctly. But there's also b'sheifer, there's also the shifru maseichem. We have to polish our deeds. We have to make them a little nicer. You know, those things that we're already doing that are nice. Those things that we're already doing that are good, that are valuable, that are the right way of doing, but we can still see if we can do them a little nicer, a little better. And that's also an integral part of the Aveda of this season. And with regards to tefillah, for Achayim Bnei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, and there's no question, you know, we don't need Chidshu Maseichem. This has been a major part of our Avodah for almost a year now. This has been something really on our minds, on our hearts. We don't need Chidshu Maseichem, but maybe we could do Shifru Maseichem. Maybe there's something that we could do to make it a little nicer, make it a little more polished. And that's also an integral part of our Avodah for these Yemei HaDin. Now, I think that to try to be mechazik our tefillos, we have to think about what the tefillos mean to us, think about our relationship with our tefillos, try to analyze that a little bit. Now, looking back on the year, of all the tefillos that we've davened, that we've poured our hearts out, and I think that many of us are left with a little bit of a feeling of frustration, of disappointment, that we've really given it our all, we've had intense tefillos, we've davened, and like I said, there's been some rays of light, but by and large, the Yeshua is not here. You know, we still are in terrible tzaris. There are people who are in terrible tzaris. We're still waiting for the Yeshua, and it's, I think, a little disappointing, a little frustrating. I think we kind of feel, you know, kind of like the psukim in Kisavo. Right? We have the parasha of the Vidoy Meiser. So what do we say? You know, we say, V'yavarti mitzvasechav, v'yashachavti, v'yachalti ba'ayni mimeni, we talk to Kadosh Baruch Hu, we did what you told us to do. We acted properly with the Meiser. We did what was on us. We treated the Meiser properly. We did what we were supposed to do. Now you do what you're supposed to do. You give us bracha. Right, Rashi brings down, Asinu Mashe Gazarta Oreinu, Aseya Ta Mashe Lisalasais. We did what we're supposed to do, now it's time to do your part. I think we have some sort of feeling like that also. Like well, we did what we should do. We davened so hard for the whole year, and why isn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu answering us? Well, why don't we have Yeshua? Why aren't things peaceful? And I think the answer is that we don't know, right? We don't know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbainus are. We can't understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbainus. No Bria can understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbainus. And I think that that's part of our emunah, is that we understand that our tefillos are chashiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We understand that they're precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they have an impact. And they do have an effect. Why the impact is not as we would like to see it, what the impact is, it's lo machshavaseh machshavaseichem, we don't know. The Chazal say that if a person davens, and he's rodim sh'espal v'hoinena, yachzer v'yispal, right? If a person davens and he sees he's not nena, he should daven again. Why? Because it says, kaveh Hashem chazak v'yametzubecha v'kaveh Hashem. We first start being kaveh Hashem. Sometimes we need chizik, we have to be chazak, even if we don't see that our being kaveh Hashem has had an impact, we don't see that Yeshua has come. We have to mechazik, chazik v'yametz libecha, and then kaveh Hashem again. I think that's really an emunah that we need to have. A lot of Rishayim are bothered that in the nusach of the brachos and some tefillos we have, we seem to kind of mix up the way in which we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? We start Baruch Ata Hashem, we start speaking, they call it Derech Nigla, Derech Nimtza. We speak to Hashem as if we're speaking to someone directly. Then we continue Asher Kedushanu, which speaks that He is the one who is Mekadosh us, as if we're speaking about Him in third person, as if we're not speaking to Him, but speaking about Him. And Rishayim are bothered, many Rishayim are bothered, why do we switch it like that? Either we should speak to Him, or we should speak about Him. So the Rash, but the Tshuva writes that it's purposefully built into the fabric of our tefillah, of our brachas, that it should be like that, because there's two ways that we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're supposed to be mispal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as if He's standing in front of us. We can look at Him, we could talk to Him, we could speak to Him as if He's someone standing in front of us. Baruch Atah Hashem, we speak to Him like He's nimtza, igla, in front of us. But we have to understand also, we can't relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100% like that. We don't understand Him. We're not taifis His cheshbainus. So it's added into the bracha that we speak about Him as kind of a concept, as a third person, to understand that there's a limit to the way we have in relating to directly. While we're supposed to express ourselves, our feelings directly to Him, we have to understand also we're not going to be taifis exactly His cheshbainus. We're not going to understand Him exactly, and that's why Chazal made the brachas specifically like that. That's the nature of our tefillah. We daven. We relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have emunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves our tefillos, values our tefillos. We also understand that there's something abstract that we're not exactly going to understand, and we're not going to be taifis exactly the reaction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to our tefillos. Now that being said, I think that from the perspective of, you know, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing with our tefillos, it's a question of emunah. It's a question of being maimon that they're having an effect. But I think that there is also another aspect that we can look at. What effect do the tefillos have on us? And I think that's something we can kind of gauge and can kind of analyze, and that's something that can be a chizik to us and can be meaningful to us. When we speak about tefillah, we often speak about we need something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we hope that He answers us, we hope He gives us what He needs, and that's obviously a tremendous chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's tremendously important, it's tremendously valuable. There's another aspect of tefillah also. When we act like that, and when we have a tzairich, and we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it engenders in us a feeling that we're seimach on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking out for us. This is where we turn when we need something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not ignoring us. Every time that we think of something that we need, and our reaction is, we're going to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it develops in us the attitude that we're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, He's looking out for us, He is on our side. And I think that, you know, throughout this whole year of all the tefillos that we've davened, and every time we hear about something in Eretz Yisrael, and our thoughts go, is, no, let me pull out a tefillah, let me speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let me beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with those tefillos, we have emunah that they're beneficial, and that's His cheshbon. But what it does to us is very valuable, too. We are not the same people that we were then. We were, after a whole year of having that inspiration always, that okay, something's a tzara. I'm turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are much more, our feelings are much more that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there for us. He's taking care of us. That's where I turn when I have trouble. And that's a tremendous mila for us. I think all of us, to one extent or another, have gained in that mila over this year, that we feel that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is guiding us. He's our address for things that we need. And in that sense, we are closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In that sense, we've definitely grown as people. I think there's another point, which we also grown if we think about it. Right? The Pasuk says, the V'amartem al-parek, Mata al-parek, Kayam ha-Hashem, B'ni b'chayri Yisrael. Kal Yisrael is B'ni b'chayri of Hashem. Where the ben b'char of Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu views us as one entity. We're his son. Collectively, Kal Yisrael, we're the ben to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu views us, and that's how we're supposed to view ourselves. Now, I think that there's no question that all of us have improved tremendously in our Naisei B'Olam Chaverei. How many times have we thought about Tzaras, of people who are 6,000 miles away, people who are not, you know, our brothers and our cousins, people who are also, but people who are not, and there, how many times have we been pained for what they're going through? How many times has that been on our mind, on our thoughts, on our tefillahs? And there's no question that every time that we think and we feel for someone else in Klal Yisrael, that is a connection that we have. We're more connected with them. We're feeling their tzahar. We're feeling their pain. That no question that having gone through a year of, you know, three times a day after tefillah, and other times when we think about it, where we think about what's going on to Achinu Bnei Yisrael, and we think about the tzaras that they're going through, there's no question that that improves our connection, our ability to connect with Ol Chaverei, our status as one ben to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as one guf, as one entity, which is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be and how he wants to view us. There's a very nice piece in the Rav Salvechik writes in Kol Dodi Dofek. So he writes, he quotes this from a darshan of the previous dar. I don't know who the darshan of the previous dar is, but it's a very nice piece. There's a famous Gemara in Menachas that Plimai comes and asks Rebbe, right? Someone who has two heads, which head does he put tefillin on? So the Gemara discusses, Rebbe first got upset at him and then actually realized it could really happen. Fine. Taisus there says that we don't find people walking around with two heads, but he says there's a medrash that tells us that Ashmedai brought up from underground a man with two heads. And what happened? The man with two heads got married. He married a woman with one head. They had children, they had a family. Some of them were like the father with two heads. Some of them were like the mother with one head. Came time, the man passed away. And they had to divide his Yerusha. So one of the sons with two heads says, listen, I'm two people. I get two portions. I have two heads, I'm two people. Give me a double portion. So Taisus finishes off. They went to Shlomo HaMelech to the side. Now, narrow Taisus, that's the end of Taisus. But the Shita Mekubetzes on the side brings down that there's another version of Taisus that says what Shlomo HaMelech's decision was. And it says that Shlomo HaMelech, what did he do? He covered up one of the heads. And he took boiling hot water and poured it onto the exposed head. As soon as he poured it onto the exposed head, the head that was covered started screaming. He said, if you feel the pain of that head, you're one person, you're one goof, you only get one Yerusha. That's how Taisus there finishes. Says that, you know, that if we feel the pain of other members of Klal Yisrael, then we're one goof. If we can feel the pain 6,000 miles away, we're one goof. The more that we're in touch with that, the more we're one person, we're B'nei B'chayri Yisrael, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be. I think there's no question that that's something that we've gained very much from throughout all our tefillahs and all our thoughts of the past year. So one more point I wanted to make. This is very interesting. The introduction in the Eitzer Tefillah Siddur. So there's a Mavai, in the beginning he writes a little bit of the history of the Siddur. It's a very nice piece. But one of the things he writes is that his take on how the Siddur evolved and the Nuschalis of Tefillah, he writes how towards the end, I think in the first case, Hamikdash, so the Anshei Knesset HaGedola realized that the Beis HaMikdash is the central point for all of Klal Yisrael. This is what connects all of Klal Yisrael into one people. People come, people have a regel, this is where people's thoughts are, this is where people's minds are. The Beis HaMikdash is not just the place to do Avaida. It's the glue that glues Klal Yisrael together. And there's going to be a Churban. There's not going to be a Beis HaMikdash. Okay, can't do anything about that, right? But What can we do to keep Klal Yisrael as one? What can we do to keep Klal Yisrael together? It says that's when they said we're going to make a standard nusach for Shemoneh Esrei. We're going to make a nusach HaTefillah. Everyone's going to be davening the same tefillah. Everyone's thoughts, everyone's hearts are going to be in the same place. That's going to be mechaber all of Klal Yisrael together. That's going to fill the place that's missing for the Beis HaMikdash. The Siddur, he says, is going to be the Mikdash Ma'at that's going to allow all of Klal Yisrael to continue as an Am Echad. They're all going to have this connection through all these same tefillahs, all these same thoughts together is what's going to allow them to continue throughout the generations to be one Klal. I think that, you know, with all this davening we've been doing, we've been doing this davening together with Achenu Bnei Yisrael all over the world. Our thoughts have all been in the same place. We've all been thinking the same things. We've all been talking the same things. We've all been beseeching the same things. That's a tremendous chibur, and that's part of what davening is supposed to be. Part of what davening is supposed to be is not just a tefillah, but also a way of being mechaber, different people in Klal Yisrael, by all having the same avodah, all having the same thoughts and words, and when we all open up the Tehillim and we all say Achenu Bnei Yisrael and we all mispalel for the same things, that's a tremendous chibur for all of us together, all Klal Yisrael, wherever they may be. So I think that, just to sum up a little bit, I think that it's been a difficult year in terms of Klal Yisrael's tzaris, obviously, and it's been a difficult year in terms of our tefillah. I think that we often feel that very limited to how much we've accomplished. And I think the bottom line is, we don't understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbonos in full, and we have to have emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu values our tefillos, and they make a difference, and he does with his chachma what is the best thing for us. Additionally, though, I think it's kedai for us to think about what our tefillos did for us, and that could be mechazik us to even be stronger for the future. I think there's no question that our tefillos enabled us to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu more, to see him more as part of our lives, to believe and feel that he's part of where we're going. I think they, our tefillahs and our thinking, our thoughts about Achenu Bnei Yisrael have caused us to be nice to Baruch Hadera, to feel their tzar and to be one guf echad. And I think this, that we're all coming together and being mispalel for the same things, and all coming together with the same hopes and the same words, is a chibur for all of us in Klal Yisrael, and causes us to be more of an Am Echad, of the one people, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be. Hopefully, we'll be able to be mechazik more and more in our tefillos. Hopefully soon, b'mheir v'yameinu, we can bring in the days. You know, the pasuk says, v'yisa gayel gay cherev, v'yilmudu ay melchama, there'll be no more wars. And the next pasuk is, Beis Yaakov v'chuvin el chabar Hashem, there'll be no more wars, and Klal Yisrael will be able to go forth more and more in the Ar Hashem. Okay.